morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Still Watermelon Company. Well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
The Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer dropped 7 points in November, signaling a slump in U.S. agricultural producers' confidence compared to a month earlier. At 128, the measure of producer optimism was the second weakest observed this year, and just 4 points above the lowest reading in 2017 of 124 just last March. However, organizers say that although indicating producers were less confident about the agricultural economy than in October, the survey still suggests agricultural producers remain more optimistic than they were prior to the fall 2016 election. The November slide in producer sentiment was driven by producers taking a less optimistic view of the future. The index of future expectations declined 10 points compared to October as the index fell to 127. However, the index of current conditions reading of 129 in November was unchanged from October. And in other news, a grant from the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research will fund a study on consumer understanding and willingness to pay for alternative production practices in animal agriculture. The $50,000 grant was awarded to and matched by the Food Marketing Institute Foundation and the Animal Agriculture Alliance, making a total research investment of $100,000. The Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research was created with bipartisan support in the 2014 Farm Bill. The foundation says farmers, ranchers, and agricultural businesses are seeking to respond to consumer demand for cage-free egg production and slow-growth broiler chickens. The foundation also says there is a need by food retailers to better understand the consumer knowledge, beliefs, and willingness to pay for those attributes. Gaining knowledge of consumers' preferences and beliefs will help to guide choices in research, production, and retail sales. And finally today, a new report by CoBank suggests that protein products derived from plant sources, insects, and cultured meats will be among the top food trends to watch in the coming years. However, the impact of these products on livestock and poultry demand is not expected to be significant in the foreseeable future. Cultured meat developers are in a race to match the price and quality of traditional meat offerings, CoBank reports. Products currently in development are prohibitively expensive, however, and years away from widespread commercial viability. The timing and degree of market penetration for meat alternatives will also largely depend on advancements in technology that reduce price and improve quality attributes. Technology companies and alternative protein providers are already exploring new protein products to meet a growing demand for protein, which is being driven by rising incomes around the world. This innovation and product availability will likely foster growth in the alternative protein category here in the coming years. What's unlikely, though, is an eclipse of the $49 billion meat and poultry market by alternative protein. You got farm news, I'm Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.